That's what En Vogue stole.
What's right? that?
Yeah, whoa, 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 whoa. I told y'all. He stole that.
You think so?
Yeah. You don't hear nobody else say that except Ohio players and what's the name from En Vogue. She, whoa, 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 whoa. Noelle will get it, too. She'll play it. Sam and Greg, Sports all Radio, right. 92.9 The Game. 92.9TheGame.com is a website where you hear all the interviews. And I could just imagine him right now pop locking to this song, our own Myles Garrett from Fox 5.
I don't know about that. we're not going to do that to him, are we?
Why not? He's enjoying himself. He's in the car right now. He got his head going. He's driving, so he's probably doing a little bit of he's doing a snake.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Myles, good morning, man. What's
morning,
going
Miles.
On?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
We are doing fine. All right, we've got about a week and a half under your belt of going out and watching this Falcons. Now, last time we talked to you last week, and by the way, thank you for your contributions last week. Yeah. Sam and I were out at Flowery Branch. You were out there on the field and conducting interviews and doing this and that. You made some time for us. But when we talked to you then, it's a whole lot of, well, it's too early to come to any kind of conclusion about this, that, or the other thing. I'm watching this and watching that. And so now another week has passed. How are you feeling about what you're seeing out there, and where's your focus been?
Yeah, and to a certain degree, I still think it's a little early, but obviously I think now there is just a little more we have to work with, right? I think the biggest thing we can take away right now, at least the biggest thing that's stood out to me, is James Pierce Jr. I mean, everyone's talking about this guy. He's a really hard guy to miss, but seeing some of these 11-on-11 type drills where they're actually going up against each other, body on bodies, the pads are on, this is a guy that's really, really standing out to me, and I think really to coaches as well. Raheem Morris has mentioned him, Jesse Bates, you know, some players on the team have mentioned him as well, just kind of being a guy that even has a veteran presence for as young as he is, and obviously that's a really encouraging sign. Him and Matthew Bergeron had a little bit of a scuffle yep. a few days ago, but they've worked through that, which is good.
That made a lot of
we don't want to see too yeah, we don't want to see too many fights there at camp, but it seems like they have figured that out. But other than that, I mean, I'd say that's the biggest takeaway thus far. Other than that, you know, you've got some position battles. I'm excited to see Xavier Watts working with the first team back there at the safety position. I want to see what he can possibly do. Obviously, I want to continue to see the progression out there with Michael Penix Jr. He didn't have a great day at practice yesterday, but again, it's one practice that's going to come and go. But Drake London, you know, has had a bad practice here or there, but looks like the type of guy that we want him to be, that elite number one wide receiver. And then, of course, Kyle Pitts, who's a guy that really has had that sort of, you know, he looks good in training camp. You know, what's going to happen this season? I feel like that's happened with him the last few seasons, but hopefully this is the year he puts it all together.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. Always great to catch up with this guy, Myles Garrett from Fox 5. And he is social. Always find him at Myles Garrett TV, at Myles Garrett TV. Myles, while I was out there, we talked about Darnell Mooney being on his sideline for a time, an opportunity, a window of opportunity for some receivers. And one of the guys we got a chance to talk with was Chris Blair, who was really distinguished himself as a special teamer last year. But when you get a chance to get in the rotation and get some catches, he shows he can get it done, and he's excited about the opportunities he's getting right now.
Yeah, I think I was right there with you when we were interviewing him, you know, really talking about the fact that, hey, you know, if you want to see the field, special teams obviously is a big thing, but blocking, that's another big thing as well, especially with how this offense is set up, the two elite backs that you have. If you block really well, you're going to end up on the field at some point or another, and having him get those reps. And really last year, he looked good in the preseason. He had some good reps, some good game action that he was able to put forth there. So obviously with the absence of Darnell Mooney, you know, when he comes back, Mooney is going to be in your starting lineup as your number two wide receiver. That's pretty much penciled in. But outside of that, this is great, great timing for those guys to potentially earn their right on this roster spot, because those receivers, that's where you earn your spot, is on special teams with blocking. You know, Casey Washington, Michael Penix Jr.'s one of his favorite guys last year, you know, coming through the draft together. This is a time for him to make some noise. And some of those guys really low on the depth chart to potentially put a name for themselves, and whether it's on the Falcons or some other team, you know, they can really make a name for themselves right here in the preseason, you know, with the absence of Darnell Mooney. Again, hoping that injury doesn't take too long. We've been told it probably won't go into the regular season, but probably up until the regular season.
You guys know one of the more frustrating things about training camp when it comes to a football team is when we talk about the particulars of special teams, you guys brought that up. You don't know until the game happens what the kicker's going to look like, what the punter's going to look like, what, you know, returners are going to look like. You can't get any idea how healthy Ku is until he gets into a game. And not just necessarily over at Mercedes-Benz. Get outside in the elements, cold weather, things like that. And again, as you evaluate this team, Miles, how much time do you spend looking at what's going on with special teams?
No, and I'm actually really, really glad you brought that up, Greg, because that is one of the biggest position battles that is a very, very real position battle right now between Lenny Krieg and Younghoe Koo. You know, going into this, you would expect that Younghoe Koo has the edge, that they're bringing in some competition to kind of keep him on point. But I'd say right now it's 50-50 between the two, at least from that perspective. If we're talking about special teams, the kicking position, both of them, I think, are right about the same as far as the amount of field goals they've made and missed right now. The other day when I was out there, they were both about 4 for 5. They both missed from beyond 50. Younghoe Koo had a better day of practice yesterday, but it's been funny. I mean, both those guys have kind of been flip-flopping at who has the better practice, but both of them look very good, and that competition is very real. So, you know, to answer your question in regards to special teams, it starts right there at kicker, and it's going to go beyond that for all the other guys that want to try to make this team, because like we said before, that is where you earn your spot.
Yep. Might as well. I was out there this week and on the same day you were, and we got a chance to talk with Leonard Floyd about him being in the mix with this team, of course, and the young edge players and the role that he gets to play with this team now. Obviously a tremendous resource for them, but looks like he's genuinely enjoying the role that he's settling into possibly with this team.
Yeah, I think so. And I do think the element of, you know, being back at home and, you know, I've said this before on the show, you know, I think the pressure is off a little bit on some of these guys to perform. And that's not to say that they aren't expected to perform, but with the amount of bodies that you now have, the rotational pieces that you have out there, whether that's Jalen Walker, James Pierce, Leonard Floyd, you know, AK, all these different guys out there that you've brought in, there's now not one dependent guy that's like, hey, we need you to go out there and get 10 to 15 sacks this season. I think that's a big element of what this defense is going to be right now under Jeff Ulbrich, and pretty fluid for Leonard Floyd, a guy like him who's now been a veteran in this league, who's been there for a long time. You know, he's not the young Leonard Floyd he was when he was drafted. In fact, there's been a lot of comparisons for him and James Pierce Jr., just simply because of their size. They're very, very similar builds. And I think that Leonard Floyd has sort of taken on that mentorship role with a guy like him. And I think that's a big reason why the Falcons brought him in, just because of his veteran presence and all these young cats they've got on the defensive side. So I like where Leonard Floyd's at, and I think he likes where he's at this point, too.
Fantastic. All right, we're actually going to line up and play a game next week. I don't know what we look like and how much do you think we're going to get to see? Because I think that's the thing we really are curious about this Falcons team. We know last season, Raheem Morris kind of hit anybody that was going to be in a rotation to see a lot of playing time during the preseason. Don't think it's going to be quite that way this year. These guys are going to play some, aren't they?
That's the million-dollar question, Sam. I mean, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be on the field. I can't wait to see what's going to happen there. But if I had to guess at this point, I'm assuming it's going to be the Easton Stick Emory Jones show at this point. I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of Michael Penix Jr. and Kirk Cousins, for that matter, and really any of the starters. Now, I know that in the past, some injuries have bit this team in the butt, whether last year it was Braylon Trice. Again, I know that was some practices there, right. But I do think Raheem Morris has just shown with his history he is just not a fan of playing the starters in the preseason. So I hope that we get to see maybe one drive, maybe two drives of the starters play. I think we got one or two last year. I really want to see that happen because I do think there was a slight element of that missing when the regular season started last year. Those guys were not as fluid together. They hadn't had those game reps yet. As much as you want to say they get that experience in practice, you have to see what that looks like when the game starts. So I really hope we get a little bit of action before the regular season, but I wouldn't expect to see so much given what Raheem Morris has done in the past.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Listen, Miles, as always, we can't thank you enough. We're going to let you go, but we're not done with you. We're going to reach back out to you next weekend.
Hey, looking forward to it, guys. Can't wait.
Have a great week. Thank you, Miles Garrett.
Thanks Fox a lot. 5.
Appreciate it, buddy.
See y'all.
All right. Up next, yes, there is money flying through the air, and that's what I'm here for, let you know how you can grab some of it. A casting call, a fresh one, is up next. But if you want to beat me to it, go to Get Cast with Greg on X or 929thegame.com/casting call to see the list.